I'm recording this a few minutes after completing my first ever mindfulness body scan. Lying on a rug in the room downstairs in the house, alone but for the dog, listening to Jon Kabat-Zinn. 30 minutes it took. I guess some of it was setting it up. And what I did was that I lay in a dressing gown on my back on a hard floor. Rug wasn't very soft. I put no pillow underneath my neck. And I listened to John. I listened to him as he focused my attention on my body and gradually all over. So that during the 30 minutes, I had on the one hand his voice and on the other hand my own breath. But that wasn't all that happened. Thoughts came into my mind. Ideas, plans, memories. And I kept listening back to the words, and it was the concrete words for the parts of the body that made a difference, combined with the breath itself. So those two, the concrete words like ankles and thigh and hip and toe and eyes, those kind of words, those names, focused my attention back on that part of the body, how it was, applying my attention to there, and it was very easy to move my attention to any particular part of the body that was mentioned. The breath was my savior, in the sense that when I started allowing, or when my mind wandered, the breath would bring me back to attention. Yeah, it was the first time I've ever done it, and I was afraid I'd fall asleep. But I didn't. And I did it between 7 o'clock and 7:30. And this is the second in a series, practicing mindfulness as part of a training course. Thanks for listening.